This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Story 1637 is the time. My name is Carl Kwabe, a.k.a. Mkonda Bonvu. Manya Tselange, Nali Tipa Sopo, Mshabu Zocho Peka. And you know what? This time around, I'm not coming back by myself. I have a guy all the way from PTA. And he's been moving around. It's PTA, it's Muff time, but either way, he's still the maverick of both these towns and he's killing it. Let me put him through. His name is Andy Maverick. How you doing, good sir?
Hey man, I'm super pleased to be here, bro. Glad to be having a conversation with you, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. I've been looking forward to having a chat with you, my brother.
Oh, that's dope, bro.
can you take us through how Andy Maverick became Andy Maverick? Like, how does the name come about? Because we know you as Andy Lenkamane.
Yes, sir. So how the word Andy Maverick came through, you know, Andy is just derived from my name, Andy Le, you know, so my family just had a way of calling me, you know, that name, Andy, you know, and whatever. So I just thought to take that. And then when it comes to Maverick, you know, I always felt like I go, you know, against the grain, you know, I'm less conventional, you know. So I just thought Maverick would be the perfect fit, you know, that I just removed the K, you know.
Yeah. I'll wear.
Yeah.
Shout outs. You grew up in PTA, right? Were you born in PTA and then you moved to Muff Town and then back to PTA? What's the story there?
Yes, I was born in Pretoria.
Yep.
And then as soon as I touched like 10 years old, 11 years old, we moved to Mafikeng due to family reasons. I have family in Mafikeng. So my grandmother lives out there, you know, so we moved to that side like since I was 11 years old. From there, I just did my high school and, you know, the rest of my primary out there. So my formative years were in Muff Town also. So, you know, as soon as I was done with matric, that's when I came back to Pretoria. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the freestyle sessions during recess, they start in Muff Town.
Yes. Yo, how do you know this?
Hey, yo, I do my thing. What can I say?
Yeah, that's so dope. So, yeah, in high school, man, I had my boys, Abu Lebukhang, and them, you know, they would freestyle. They, like, we'd come to break time with our speakers and, you know, rap, you know what I mean? So it just started there, you know. From there, I just never looked back, you know. It's just been a thing that we do every day. So it came to a point where, like, most of my people were like, yo, bro, we'd love to hear this on an actual song, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's just where it began.
No, I like that because school is like where everything starts, I guess, where you sort of see where what your career might be like. So if you're starting with the freestyles there, then obviously we already know that you're gonna be a maverick. Take me through, because now after the freestyles, you drop your first song on SoundCloud. What then inspired, you know, I'm tired of doing the freestyles, let's just put this thing on wax.
Right. So there was this friend of mine in high school, you know, she really, you know, she was really supportive on the whole music thing, man.
Yeah.
And this one time she was like, man, I like, yeah, you can freestyle, yeah, you can rap, but like, what about us, like the girlies? We want something to play back and be able to jam to, whatever, you know, like make a song, though. You know what I mean? Like, we know you can rap and all, but like, I'd appreciate to hear a song. So from there, you know, it's been in my mind, like, you know, I should consider doing that, you know? Then I had my bro, Junte, who took me to my first studio session, like, and this happened the same week I had the conversation with my other friend, you know?
Yeah.
So he took me to the studio, gave me some beats, and then I just started, you know, working on those beats, and that's when I started, and I never looked back, you know.
Yeah. No, so it's, so you started off just making music for the hands?
Not even for the hands. The friend happened to be a hand, but she was basically emphasizing, yo, you know, I wanna, like, we wanna hear music though. Like, yeah, you can rap, but like, you know, we wanna hear something I can play in my car or in on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something that, yeah.
So. I hear that. So shout out to her, man, for encouraging you to actually get it on wax.
Word up.
Away. Now let's talk about the link up with Johnny, Zynga's producer, because I heard that you first meet up, you putting down like 2 songs. Is that true?
Yes, that is 100% true, bro.
Away.
We knocked out like 2 songs on that same day.
Yeah,
and that was like our first time meeting because. We were supposed to meet up earlier that year. This is 2020. So this happened around March, whereby we started talking and planning to meet up. So that same week, we were supposed to have a studio session. Ramaphosa announces, yo, shut down. You know?
Yo, so, sad times.
Yes. So I couldn't see Johnny. So our meeting was postponed until like November. That's when we officially met up and actually made this song. So... Yeah, that's really how it happened.
Yeah, no, that's fire because then it you end up on Yonder Way. Can you take me through how it went from Johnny to now, yo, man? The big man is like, yo, man, I need you on this project.
Right. So I would go back to 2022.
Yeah,
Johnny would just take me, like he did go to studio sessions. So he'd just take me everywhere. If the studio session in Joburg, he'd take me with. Around like Pretoria, he'd take me with. So this one day, we just in Centurion, and Johnny had Zynga coming over. I didn't know. I thought it was just one of our regular sessions.
Oh,
you know, jiggy, Zynga pulls up, and then, you know, they make beats and all of that. And Johnny ends up playing one of my songs for Zynga in the studio. You know, and Zynga, from there, he just messed with it, you know. And we had a whole conversation after that, and he's been my OG ever since, you know. So, like, ever since that interaction in the studio happened, Zynga's been, like, you know, looking out for me like that. So, when I got the call from Zynga, this was, like, around last year, I was in the studio actually recording. So, he called me, and he's like, yo, bro, I need you out here to do YFM. So, you know, that's when I dropped everything and actually, you know, did the trip.
Yeah.
And I got there, and then from there. So basically, these were Yonder Way, these were Yonder episodes. Everybody that had an episode was basically put onto this project, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really how I ended up being on the project, through the interview and the freestyle thing I had to do at the end.
Oof. Now, that's nice. You've been on a camp. I think Questa was also, were you in the camp where Questa was, or was it like different sessions?
Questa was in the same room with me. We were in the same room. We were like a lot more legends were there too, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we were in the same room and all of that.
And then how is that for you? Because like it seems like there's a lot of like star power that's around you. Is this the moment where you realize that, you know what? Yeah, get on and take your time.
Yeah, man. And I feel like a lot of that had to happen before I even got to meet or be in rooms with these type of people, you know?
Yeah.
It had to be, it was even a conversation I had with Zynga, you know, funny enough, like he was preparing me for it. He was like, yo, man, whenever you find yourself in these rooms, just be in there because you belong there. Just know that you belong there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
From that, I've been internalizing it. So when it got to a point where I'm in studio with Questa or Madlera and we doing our work, it's like I'm so present in the moment. I'm not even thinking, yo, does he, you know, yo, this is a, you know, this is Questa in front of me. You know, I'm just in work mode. Like I'm here to do what I gotta do, and then from there, you know, I process everything. You know, so I was really. Like head in on work mode. I had no time to even process for real. Reason just hopped on the song with me. You know what I mean? It's like it's just purely yo. I'm here to do my job and onto the next. You know, because it was a big studio session, bro. Like 3 studios in the house for 3 days. You know, a lot happened.
Yeah. No, I like that you stay focused on what the mission is. Because I also heard that there were instances where you're pulling up to perform and it's like the crowd hasn't gathered as yet. Like people are still coming in. But it's like you like, yo, I'm here to do what I have to do.
Yes, sir.
So it's just the same mentality throughout.
Super. Because I understand that I'm fairly new to the scene. Yeah. You know, not a lot of people are aware of me or whatever, but it's like each and every interaction, like a show or someone presses play on my song, that's a new opportunity to appeal to someone, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like for me, it's much more fun. You're like, okay, none of these people know me when I get here, but by the time I leave, at least 5 people should know me, you know, and then my job is done, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, that's facts. You also have Ellie Blights outside of the Yonder Way, the EP. Can you like take us through Ellie Blights and what was the thought process behind coming up with that project?
Okay, so Ellie Blights is an EP that I put out this year, January 1st.
Yeah.
So I've been working on this project for like 2 years. And it was basically, I wanted to build a foundation on the who is Andy Maverick and what is Andy Maverick trying to do, you know. I just wanted to implant that on that EP. So I call it Early Plights because I'm basically trying to document and talk about the challenges I'm facing in this early stage of my career. So basically, plight means What plight means is like an obstacle or like a something that gets in your way or like things you meet across the way that make the journey kind of difficult.
Yeah.
So I was just documenting this for like myself. It's like a time capsule. For you. When I started out, this is how I felt. This is what everything around me was feeling like. So that's basically what I was trying to do with the EP.
No, that's nice. That's very profound. It's insightful. I want to know, since you've brought up like the blights as well, like what's that one obstacle that had you going, damn man, it's difficult.
Which obstacle? It's a number of them, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them are not even personal.
Yeah.
Some of them are...
Yo, you breaking up there, are you?
Seeing and all of that, you know, it's necessary pain.
Yeah.
You know, and also it did get a bit personal to where like it's like you know, relationships, some friendships died due to you chasing this thing you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like it was a lot of those. So in this EP, I was really trying to fit in, you know, most of the things I was facing at the time, you know, because at the time I started this thing, I was head over heels in love and all of that.
Mm.
By the time I'm done with it, you know, it's, you know, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
Yeah.
So a lot happened and I just tried to squeeze it into this one capsule, you know?
Nah, I like that. Like putting yourself out there into the world and being vulnerable, because that helps the end user to relate in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout outs for that. So can we expect like a young visual from any of the songs?
Definitely. I was even talking to my creative director today. We just finished shooting one of the songs on the EP. We are just editing the video and then it should be out before the month ends.
Okay. That's nice. I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna be checking it out. Looking ahead, what's the bigger vision for Andy Maverick? Who are you looking to feature or to work with? What's next?
What's next, man? For me, I've already started working on a new project. I don't know if it's a mixtape or whatever. You know, luckily enough, through the Yonder Way, I've gotten access to some of these artists, and I can, you know, reach out. So I've basically just been like getting my hands everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
So I have an EP, like not an EP, but it's like a joint tape with my homies from Mufftown. It's coming soon. And my project that I'm working on, I have no date yet. I don't think there's a rush because I just, you know,
yeah,
I
want
to, I still have a lot to do for early clients. So yeah, bro, that's really what I can tell you so far.
Nah, I love that. I want to know if someone wants to get a hold of you, right? How do they, if they want to book you, they want to get you on the track, or, you know, how do they get a hold of Andy Maverick?
Okay, well, so basically on all social media platforms, it's Andy Maverick, A-N-D-Y-M-A-V-E-R-I-C. And then in terms of bookings and all of that, you can just go to my Instagram bio. It's there. My management manages my bookings, so their mail is just right there. So it's just in my bio right there. So as soon as you get there, you can just access it, and everything is right there.
Just a quick one. Are we gonna get like another song with you and Kane Kidd?
Yes, we are. It's actually in the project. There's another one you guys haven't heard yet.
Oh yeah,
it's in the Yonder Way. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's nice. You know that song by Jay Jody and Tyson Cibotelli, where if I bring
home and away game.
Yeah. There's a line where Tyson says, since I've done a song with Jay, they're asking if I'm going to do a song with Reese.
Yeah.
So you got a song with Kid.
I should have seen.
So I'm thinking maybe Baby Boy is next.
Hey, man. Me and Kaden's got a lot more songs that's coming.
Yeah.
In terms of the you know, Reese, I mean, it's all respect to the bro. It's like, I don't want it to look like I'm working with bro just because I'm trying to, you know, get to that. But it's purely because I met bro in 2023 or 2022 in studio with IMP The Don and K-Soul. So from there, that's when he learned about my music, and I actually got to listen to his music. From there, we just built the connection, you know. And ever since then, we've just been getting a studio together and working, you know. So in terms of what happens next, I think that's just in the hands of God. I don't like disturbing anything that's going well, you know.
Yeah. No, yeah. I love that, man. That's genuine, because you don't want to come across as that bro.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah. So shout out to you, man. And thank you very much for your time, man. And like, this quick conversation was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, bro. Thank you so much, bro. I had mad fun, bro. Didn't feel like an interview at all.
Nah, shout out to you, man. We are going to be exiting with your track, Gollywood Living.
Yes, sir.
Away. Let's go. Let's get it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.